The king is in the room. That's Phil Wickham on WWIB here on the Web Wake Up Show. And he's referring to Jesus, not Elvis, and not Jason Kantz. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Talked with someone, heard from someone last night who sets out on his road trip to work and mentions he listens from the outset, including best 5 minutes of the day. So that was nice.
Very nice. It's always good to hear that sort of thing.
You're in Chicago this morning. What's the deal?
I'm here for the American Academy of Clinical Neuropsychology Conference. So I drove down. When did I come down? Tuesday, I think. Yeah. So here for until Saturday morning. And just hanging out in my hotel room this morning.
You sent me a picture of breakfast from yesterday and you said, wish you were here. What's the story?
Yeah, so I ate in the hotel restaurant yesterday, and it was a really good breakfast and a fair amount of food, but really expensive. And when we go out to breakfast, a lot of times you will finish what I don't. And I didn't have anybody there to finish my breakfast this morning or yesterday morning. So that was a challenge.
Although I've got to say, lately you've been finishing yours.
I have been doing better. I typically order a mini pancake and two strips of bacon as my typical breakfast. So, but yeah, it was a good amount of oatmeal and bacon. And so then yesterday I walked to a Jewish deli for lunch, which was really good.
So, okay. Yeah. What did you have leftovers from breakfast? What did you do with that?
I kept my blueberries that were left over for breakfast.
Yeah. Okay.
I couldn't really transport. I don't have a microwave in my room, so I couldn't really transport oatmeal back here.
Right.
I did what I could.
That's the thing about ordering oatmeal. I mean, as I get older, like that, I'm definitely hearing all the health people like oatmeal. So I've been doing more. Had some this morning with some peaches, diced peaches in it. But I, at the same time, if you can't finish it, it's kind of weird to take it, I guess. Mm.
It is. You know, it's kind of nice, though. Yesterday, I got about 13,000 steps in. You're walking up and down Michigan Avenue in Chicago, and it's a whole different experience than living in Eau Claire. So,
What anything in terms of people watching or store watching, what stood out to you?
I mean, there are so many people out there. You know, they had just lines and lines of even like food trucks, and I thought, I wonder what, you know, the different food trucks are like in Chicago. I didn't take them in, but got down to the Chicago River and, you know, people from all cultures and all backgrounds. It was just, it's beautiful to see that. And everybody just kind of intermingling and living and moving together was just a lot of fun.
So you didn't see protests?
No. They were, Tuesday, I think they happened. And they were maybe 5 or 6 blocks south of here. So when I got here, Heather was freaking out. She heard about the protests and I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about right now. Then looked it up and they're apparently more scheduled for Saturday, but I should be out of town by the time they get started.
Huh. Well, let's see. A couple of things. You gave me a card with a book on Saturday and you said, Mark, I'm so glad to call you my friend. You are a good and kind and curious and gentle and loving person. I wish you the happiest of birthdays. And thank you for that. I mean, I want to be all those things, so it's good to be affirmed in that. So,
yeah, you do a really good job with those things, and I think you're a good model for me and for others. And I'm glad to celebrate you. You had posted on your Facebook page this morning,
and I got that from you too. Which is basically, people say happy. I'm like, if possible, please share how we met or a story or memory. I was trying to remember exactly how you worded it, so.
Yeah, so that's something I started a few years ago. It's how did we meet, memory of us, something beautiful or encouraging, those sorts of things. And I don't know that I put it the same way every year, but I was glad to be the first one to comment on that. And we've known each other for a number of years.
I was not remembering the something beautiful and encouraging. I may spin it that way, too. So,
Wake Up Show.
Yes,
you got it.
It is the Web Wake Up Show. Halvo and Dawson, I guess two Halvos.
Yeah, a couple of us in the studio here, and a father and son, fittingly, heading into Father's Day.
That's right. So the birthday edition, the Father's Day edition, a lot to cover here today. First of all, thanks so much to my usual co-host, Caleb, who is Madison bound this morning. Safe travels, Caleb. And we'll listen to your call starting at 1:25 on WOGO Sports FM 103.1 and WOGO.com. But left me a crumble cookie box greeting me, a big one with four giant crumble cookies, Dawson. I don't know what these all are, but I'm going to need help.
Man, that variety is so solid. Really, really good stuff in there.
One of them is chocolate chip for sure. Beyond that, I'm going to need some help maybe. But, I mean, yeah, they're very, very good. With coffee,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
With coffee.
I came into the studio and I saw that big box and I was sure it must be something we were giving away on the air.
Yeah. And then also a wonderful gift card for Bam. And he says the theme is treat yourself. Mm-hmm. He says, enjoy a new book and some calories and know you're loved and appreciated. Hope it's a great day. Thank you to Caleb. And we're back together tomorrow. But, yeah, it is Father's Day coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so the question for the listeners that no one's responded to, and so we're swinging and missing here at the plate with the baseball softball theme, is what is a memory of Dad? What's a story you could share? Or at least, what is some advice that you remember from your dad? I'll tell you this. I'll sum it up. From my dad, the biggest thing was he really wanted me to graduate from college because he dropped out of high school after his dad died and joined the Air Force. And yet he was very smart. He loved crossword puzzles, and he would share later that just another fact from Big Al's Almanac. And he wasn't big necessarily, but anyhow, he was really good at Trivial Pursuit. And so that was something. And so when I did finally graduate, I got an associate's degree, later a bachelor's degree, said one of the proudest days of his life. So I don't know. How about you? A story, a memory, something I told you to do growing up?
Sure. Well, first one that comes to mind is one that you'll still mention this day. And I know you've been telling me for a while. I mentioned on the air the other day. So, Caleb, we did a little segment on sleep and when people usually are getting to sleep and a couple other things. And he's like, now, you prefer to stay up later, don't you? And I do. If given the option, I'll stay up a little bit later. And I said, there's this thing my dad says, and he says, if you're a superhero, your name would be Night Owl. That's just like a thing that I've carried through, and I'll think about it sometimes when I'm staying up late at night. I'll look and see the clock saying later than it probably should be, and I'll have that come to mind. And the contrast with you loving mornings, sometimes I've covered the wake up show, and you'll text me at earlier than I could possibly wake up on a day I didn't work, and you'll be like, I'm listening. I'll be like, why aren't you sleeping? Other things, you love Scrabble. Always, always up for a game. There have been a couple of times you've come over to
my house. We played on Thanksgiving.
We played on Thanksgiving. You'll bring it over just in case there's a chance to crack that open. That's really good. I think every time I'll introduce my friends to you, bring them over for dinner or something like that, you have such a great sense of humor.
One memorable. Go ahead and tell it. We'll close on this one.
Yeah, okay. This is a good place to leave it, I think. So I brought a couple of friends over to my house, and this is my first time they're coming over, showing them my pets, and you just prepared something for dinner. So you asked if you could pray, and they were like, sure. So we were praying, and you opened the prayer by saying, God, thank you for... thank you for...
That Dawson has friends.
Frank, thank you for giving Dawson these friends. And they just burst out laughing. They'd open the prayer for letting God, praising God for giving me those friends. I needed them pretty bad. So they mention that still to this day. Whip Wake Up Show. We're going over a list of strange things bosses caught employees doing at work.
Yes. So here we go. For instance, one employee was taking a sponge bath in the bathroom sink.
Taking a sponge bath in the bathroom.
Now, you know,
sink.
It's one thing to maybe wash your hair there, but I mean, a sponge bath? Okay.
Yeah.
A little far.
I'd say so. One employee was trying to hypnotize other employees to stop their smoking habits.
Well, you know, smoking is a habit that it is tough to quit. So,
sure. But I'd assume it was consensual and they weren't just trying to.
I mean, was he a trained hypnotist?
Look
I don't
at my
know.
New watch. See what I got here.
One employee was visiting a tanning bed instead of making deliveries. I thought you were going to, you know, I was going to, but I just, man, have you seen how white I am?
One employee was looking for a mail order bride online.
I mean, singleness is rough. I was single till I was 34.
Maybe they could make an argument that they'd be a more effective employee once they had their significant other.
Yeah.
Their better half.
I didn't take work time to look for a mail order bride.
All right.
Another employee was drinking vodka while watching Netflix. I'm like, probably both of those violations with company policy.
I'd say it depends on what they were watching. Maybe it was
away,
something that related
put
to...
Put away the 80 proof liquor.
I'd say that's probably fair. An employee was sabotaging another employee's car tires on the clock. That's crazy.
Sabotaging them?
I sabotaging. I'd assume just like, what? Why? I guess you can have some conflicts with some employees.
Speaking of birthdays, I can remember for my 50th. And so, boy, 11 years ago. But yeah. Working here at that time, 2014. And co-worker, I don't know what it was they did to the vehicle, but it was sort of kind of marking
that.
The occasion.
I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing pictures of that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Wow. Not quite sabotaging there. I think the next one's yours.
Employee was writing negative posts about the company on social media. Okay, that's not going to lead to something good for you in terms of your employment.
And your boss walks in on you while you're doing that. You can't wait till you're home.
Mm. And
that's
finally.
Wild. Yeah, an employee was making a model plane.
A model airplane. So, okay.
And, you know, that was not so bad.
It seems to me maybe it wasn't like a paper airplane. It was like actually working on.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Well, those things can be kind of in-depth. Those things can take a while. Maybe I could see if you're sort of spending decent chunks of your shift working on that. And pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Wendy. I'm calling from Chippewa. And my dad always told me not to argue about religion and politics. And I think that's. Politics is especially a good thing right now with the way things are going in the world, and it has caused a lot of family problems, so I don't talk about it.
Good morning, Mark and Dawson. Just calling in regards to something we remember our father saying. There were lots of little things that I remember my dad saying. He's been gone for about 16 years now, and I miss him dearly, but we have a large family, and so many little things that I remember that come up in conversations with my brothers and sisters that we remember him saying. One that stuck out to me was we would be gathered around the table, and maybe a friend would be around with another friend, and Dad would always say, there's always room for one more. And so I'll never forget that. It warmed my heart, but that's just the way that he was. And I'm looking forward to hearing what some of the other fathers have said. But amazing man, and we miss him dearly. Thanks, guys.
Good morning, this is Sherry from Whitehall. One of the things I remember, advice tips from my dad, he always had this saying, whenever us kids were presented with a food we weren't exactly excited about, he always said, try it. You'll learn to like it. And, you know, that adage was so true. I learned to like so many vegetables and different types of foods, and I used it with my own children. It didn't work for cooked rutabaga, however, but everything else from peas to kohlrabi to cauliflower, liver, it was amazing. So try it. You'll learn to like it. Have a great day. God bless.
Advice my father always gave me is to brush my teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And shut off the light.
There we go. Those are classics.
Well, I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to make it happen, but we have a couple more callers here on a Thursday morning. If you'd like to introduce yourselves. Oh, hold on. Okay, now I think you're on the air.
Hello?
Who are we talking to? All right, sounds like Elena.
It's Evelyn.
Do we have Elena as well?
Hi.
All right, I want you guys to know, so we have two phones in the studio, and I don't think I've ever used either of them, and Dad was saying he doesn't think he's used both of them at the same time before either, so you guys are in a privileged position here, I'll have you know.
All right.
Wow.
You should be honored.
So it's a family gathering here today. This is a great birthday. And Elena, it was your birthday yesterday. I think you had a pretty good one, didn't you?
I did.
Uh-huh. Delivered some flowers to you there at the Center for Christian Counseling. So, all right.
You did. Yes, thank you.
So we are talking about memories, lessons, little pieces of advice that our dad has given to us over the years. Things that stand out to you. We can go oldest
to stall some time. It was a broader question for all the listeners in general with Father's Day on Sunday, saying what's a memory or a story or maybe just some advice you remember your dad giving, and I happen to be your dad. So how about it? Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll go first.
All right, Ev.
I think that as soon as I was asked this question, the first memory that came to mind for me
I was about 18, and I had just gotten my license. So I knew how to drive, but I really did not like driving, especially if it was more than, like, 10 minutes away from my house. And I had to go to Chippewa, and I was meeting a friend there at her house. And I asked you to drive me, which I knew was totally unreasonable because I could drive and it would be an hour round trip for you. But you still said yes and you drove me to Chippewa. And like the whole time and after and that whole like rest of that day, I thought that that was crazy that you did that because where I was at that time was having so much anxiety about driving. The idea of driving somebody else when you didn't even have to and it was inconvenient to you was crazy to me.
That's a good story. That's better than Grace's answer, which is she remembers me saying brush your teeth. So yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I think just the fact that you would take that much time for me.
Well, love is sacrifice. And when you love people, you go out of your way.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
All right. Elena, any memories you had on a Thursday morning?
Well, what came to mind first was just Dad is a supporter, and he will just he'll help you when you need help, and he'll sacrifice if it means he can help you out a little bit if that's driving. But a fond memory that came to mind for me was when I was a kid and I would cry, he would sing "Hush, Little Baby," and then he would improv his own verses and make me laugh, and it just made me feel better every time, and he just makes me feel safe, and I'm loved.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. Really, well, speaking of him singing, we can't talk about our dad singing without mentioning a very particular song that I actually have prepared here.
Yes?
3, 4, tell me one, do my, what are you waiting for?
So you're saying you remember me singing some of Sugar Hill Gang.
I do very, very well.
Yeah.
All of us, and in fact, I think it's written on a card that is
Elena,
in your office, and it says, I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast.
But I'm like hot better on a breakfast toast.
Yeah. No, we heard that just plenty of times throughout our childhood, just sort of like a vocal beat that you would hit every once in a while, and I definitely have nostalgia for that as well. And as we're remembering things, I mentioned a couple of things earlier, but as I've had time to ruminate on it, a memory that I have that sticks out to me a ton is you showing me Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire, a song I love to this day. I know all the words to it at this point because I've just listened to it so many times over the years. As just, I don't know what the spur was, but you're just like, this is just a really good song. And so,
it's a really cool song. I remember that too. It was one of those things that just happened. We were in the kitchen on Bobby Street.
Right where we are,
And I mean, it's like an 8-minute song.
Yeah, it's
and
a long one.
And Billy's not doing well these days. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that was...
You just had like a CD of greatest hits and you played that one in particular. And I just, that stands out to me. Just memories of getting to share those moments. The birthday party... all my friends and I dressed up as superheroes, and you were the party pirate. This sort of elaborate villain role that you got to play to help us, or
that was
let
memorable.
Us all be heroes.
Yeah,
that was wonderful. Just, I think all the things that you have been willing to do for us over the years, and for that not to wane as we've gotten older, your willingness to be there for us is something I really cherish.
Well, thank you. Love all of you, and I really appreciate you guys taking the time to share all that here on the radio.
Thank you guys for calling
Absolutely.
In.
Love you. Have a great day.
Yeah, I love you, Dad.
Love you, too.
Happy birthday.
This has been a great and fun morning. Thanks to everybody responding in the birthday regards as we look ahead to Father's Day. And one really quick story I got to share here as we wrap this up, as we've heard from all three of my daughters and co-hosting with my son today. And that is, so I graduated UW Eau Claire a second after getting an associate's degree in marketing at the Tech. And so... one of my last classes, it was a sociology class. And so one of the questions the teacher had asked at one point was, how many kids do you want to have? And so different people had said one or two, and I'd said five. I don't know why I said five. My parents had had three. And so later there was Kerm's grocery store was still on Water Street. I don't know when the class had ended and maybe whatever. And somebody goes, oh, I recognize you. She's a cashier. She's like, you're the guy from our class who wanted to have five kids. Good luck finding a wife. And lo and behold, I didn't find one until I was 34, which was 7 years later. How many kids did we have?
Well, you had four, and then...
It took us 11 years, and we
a
adopted.
A little longer after you adopted so one more to make it an even five kids.
I found a wife, and again, going on 27 years in October, we had five kids, so...
No, they've all moved out.
To that young lady, the cashier, now, all these many years
If you'd
later,
like to get on the air and apologize anytime in open forum.
All I would like to say is quoting Brennan Manning from his final book title, All is Great.